Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on their website at hugsfromheaven.com. And that's hugs spelled H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Catherine Adal, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick updates. There's still time to buy some tickets for our annual Holidays Past raffle taking place on December 23rd, where you have a chance to win up to 5 readings with some of Forever Family's certified mediums. This year, the participating mediums are Kathy Nadal, Renee Buck, Bobby Allison, Nancy Marlowe, and Connie Fusella. We also have our summer grief retreat taking place in Connecticut on July 15th to July 17th of 2022. It was featured, actually, on the Netflix series Surviving Death. It's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a beautiful natural setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to help open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. The mediums are not yet announced. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I will be there. So if you want to come see me there, definitely check that out. And I should note, registration is not open just yet. So please be on the lookout on the Forever Family website for the registration opening in the near future. And lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family, Robert Ginsberg. And the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's an amazing book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified with the foundation, what their process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourselves. And for more information about us, please go on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we will be looking forward to taking your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Catherine Adal, and she began communicating with spirit at the age of 9. Catherine is trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England, and she's not only one of the certified mediums for Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a clairvoyant and specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of on her website. Catherine remains active in the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans, and she is the author of a book named Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And we're always happy to have her back on the show. So hi, Catherine, how are you?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, I'm doing good. So we have a few minutes to chat before we get to the phone lines. And I'm sure you get this question all the time, and maybe you've even talked about it on the radio show, but you and I have never talked about it, so I'm curious. How does how do the coffee readings work? And do you talk about that in your book? Because I see the reference to the coffee in the book title.
Oh, I do. I know. It's actually been a very busy year. I just retired from the military in June.
Oh, you say congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I wrapped up my 30-year career. Okay. So now I have more time to do readings and more time to discuss doing coffee readings. A lot of people have not a lot of experience with coffee readings. I'm able to read coffee using Italian coffee.
Uh-huh.
which is espresso or Turkish coffee. And it's very interesting because in the book, I actually captured photographs of readings that I've done over the years. And for some people, they've never really experienced a reading. So the idea of them receiving right. psychic information or mediumship information, they're not really sure on how to kind of like encounter that. So casually over coffee, when you show them there's an animal in the cup and the symbolism of that or the sign of what that's mm-hmm. representing, they're able to see it with their own eyes and it actually right. paints a picture for them. So it's very good to introduce someone actually to our tools, and using coffee is one of the tools that I use. But it's been very interesting because I've had a lot of people of different cultures come to me because right. they don't want those in their own culture to read for them. So I've had a lot of Turkish oh. clients and a lot of people from Albania actually reach out to me because they're a little superstitious of someone either in their family reading for them mm-hmm. or someone in their culture reading for them. And it's kind of neat actually to piece together certain symbols for them to kind of depict right. what they're going through right now. And the way I look at the cup, I actually reflect on the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's interesting because you can actually see an initial in the coffee. Mm-hmm. And you could see someone's face light up when I mention an initial or something. Right. It's very interesting.
That's so cool. You know, I think I had a friend of mine who I really should remember where her family was from, but I believe she was from somewhere in South America. I want to say it was Colombia, but I can't fully remember. And she did a coffee reading for me once, but I don't know how accurate it was because we were like at like a bottomless brunch and everyone was kind of drunk. So I don't know, but I've seen people do it before, but I've never had someone who like, you know, really knows what they're doing. But you know, I wonder, does spirit ever like you're ever sitting there reading someone's, you know, coffee and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, their uncle or something yes. shows up yeah. and you're like, all right, I got to put the cup down. Hold on. Like, they interrupt.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. When I read for people, like now during pandemic, I'm just doing all Zoom. Right. So I'm not doing a lot of coffee cup. If I go out with, you know, friends or family that I'm familiar with, then I'll entertain doing their cups. But during pandemic, I'm just doing Zoom. But, you know, it's interesting. I always warn people the way I work is I'm clairvoyant, which means I can see, and I'm clairaudient, which means I can hear. Mm-hmm. So I tell people I will give information that's outside of the cup. And as long as right. they agree to that, then information just flows through.
Right. Then we're good and, to go.
Yeah. And that information includes the spirit world, you know, because if they're open to that and they, you know, they say, you know, that they would welcome messages from spirit, just having the cup in my hand and telling them information, if that message comes through, then I, of course, share it with them.
Right. So I'm just so curious. How did you start doing this? Like, is it passed down in your family?
No. So actually, no one in my entire family. I know more about my father's side than my mother's side mm-hmm. at this point. But we haven't been able to figure out what side of the family this is traced to. My grandfather, my father's father, came from Spain. Uh-huh. And the Moors settled in Spain. So there's kind of a bit of influence from like European bit there.
Right.
But no one really had done that. And my mother's side of the family was I guess, Irish. Right. And no one really had done any of that on that side. So when I was a little girl, I had very vivid dreams and I would start telling them to my dad. And my dad was a very strict Roman Catholic. And some of my dreams were coming true. And he didn't really want me to entertain that. Right. So a few times, you know, things happened when he was present. One thing I speak about in the book was that he took me to learn how to go crabbing. He and I used to go, you know, shooting and fishing and all these things because I was his tomboy kind of a thing. And it was during crabbing, actually, that I heard a voice say, pick it up, pick it up. And it was the rope. My dad tied the rope to the crab net and said, mm-hmm. don't touch it. And as I started walking closer to the rope, I kept hearing that louder and louder. So very quickly, my little hands pulled up the rope, and he turned around, 6'2", you know, and said to me, "What are you doing?" You know, and it was the biggest blue crab that day on the dock. And all the little boys came running up to me, and I felt like I was 10 feet tall, you know. I was like, "Oh, this is so cool," you know. But then my dad was like, "Well, you caught it. You're going to eat it." And I'm like, "I don't want that." I was like, "I'm not eating it." But I said, you know, if I hear that, or if I, you know, I could trust that, you know.
Right, and, exactly.
Yeah. But as a little girl, I thought, wow, that's interesting. Because it was the first time it was something outside of my dreams. And it was in the waking world that I realized that there's much more to me than just seeing stuff when I'm sleeping or seeing stuff when I'm having a dream.
And I'm so jealous of your story because I feel like all my stuff when I was a kid, it was always so like tragic when I was a kid. Like I would always see like someone dying or something. I wish that my guides like treated me like a kid. I'm like so jealous of this story.
I don't know. My dad actually told me like we had a few things that happened, and I kind of told him like this dream happened and this, and he's like, "Don't tell anyone that, you know," and then someone passes away, and he was a little of, you know, kind of, you know, step back from it a few times, you know. But as I got older and after I came back from Iraq, I started doing this with the public. And that's when he really realized, like I said, "Dad, I'm being serious. If I really have this gift, I'll go to England and they'll test me. And if this is for real, they'll tell me." And then I wrote the book. And as much as he was a Roman Catholic and strict Roman Catholic, I mean, going to church, and I used to take him to church every Sunday, he read my book. And he said, you know, I said, "Wow, I can't believe you're going to read my book." And he said, "Of course I'm going to read your book." And he said, "I found it fascinating." And I said, "Well, what part?" And he said, "All of it." And I was like, "Wow, that's his way of complimenting me." I was like, "Oh, all right, great."
Oh,
you know?
But
that took a long time, Joe.
You know what? I've heard that from, you know, thankfully my family's very witchy. So like when I started talking to dead people, everyone was like, "Yeah, anyway," you know, nobody cared at all. They were like, "Okay, anyways, us too." But a lot of people I know, you know, had families who had a parent who was religious, so the whole family was religious, and it takes a really long time to kind of show that good is coming out of it, and you're actually helping people heal, and it's not the devil or
anything
else. Which I'm not sure if your dad took it to that level.
No, well, I worked in Salem. I worked for Christian Day for about 7 years, and then I became a reverend in Lori Bruno's church in Salem. Mm. And it was funny because my dad knew who Christian Day was. Mm-hmm. And I said, "How do you know who he is?" You know? Right. And he said, "I listened to Coast to Coast." And my dad would couldn't sleep. And I wasn't living with him, so I didn't know that he couldn't sleep. And he would turn on Coast to Coast, and he knew probably more about UFOs than I did.
Right, than you did. How funny is that? Oh, so good dad, he came around eventually. I love that.
And you know, Joe, you wouldn't believe it. I found, like, after he passed away, I found, like, the back of the envelopes, and he was writing down the names of mediums that had been on. He must have been wanting to like run the names by me or something.
Yeah,
but
probably. He was keeping tabs on the competition, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
I couldn't believe it. But I looked up a couple of the names and they were mediums. And I said, "Oh, wow." That. Yeah.
I guess your dad he just wanted to know more about his daughter, you know?
Yeah.
That's what that was about. So before we get to the calls and I carry on the rest of the show, do you have any events coming up? I know you said you're doing stuff on Zoom, but do you have any fundraisers or any public appearances, anything like that?
No, actually, there's in my book, I actually mentioned my friends, Frank and Carolyn Pallett. They're the owners of The Chance. I've done a lot of events at The Chance. Sadly, they passed away this summer in July. Actually, Frank passed away. Actually, in August, Frank passed away. Oh. And 2 months later, his sister suddenly passed away, and they were huge losses. Very young people. They left behind very young children. There is a benefit this Saturday at The Chance, and it's a fundraiser raising money for Frank's children. So they are in my book. Their photos are in my book. I mentioned The Chance. I did a lot of big events, and they were always very supportive of my motorcycle charity work for wounded veterans. Also, I support Sergeant Eddie Ryan, who's a Marine Scout sniper. I do a special on my website. It's a 15-minute psychic reading for $30, and 100% of that money goes to Sergeant Eddie Ryan. And Sergeant Ryan got shot twice in the head on a rooftop, and I was in Iraq at the same time he was, a different location. And it's a miracle that Eddie is still with us. And I'm constantly offering the Sergeant Eddie Ryan reading because Eddie does need that money to subsidize the care and the assistance that his family needs to help take care of him. And other organizations have helped him. Tunnel for Towers, Frank Stiller has done a great amount of work to help Sergeant Ryan and many others as well. But I always just speak about the chance, and I also speak about Sergeant Ryan because those are incredible, incredible people that have really changed the little lives for people. And now it's our turn to help them.
Right. Oh, well said. All right, yeah. Awesome. So everyone can check you out there. And then, so for anyone who's just tuning in, before we get to the phone lines, our guest tonight is Catherine Nadell. And be sure to check out, do you go by Catherine or Kathy? Which one?
Both.
Kathy, but I saw it on the website as Catherine, so I was like, let me correct it. But anyway, for those of you listening, Kathy's website is dreamcentralstation.com. Okay, so we're going to get to the phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Yes.
Okay, so before we take our first caller, let me just remind everyone that we will call out to you by your first name, and then you can let us know if you want to make a connection with Spirit, and Kathy will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us, that's okay too. We love to take questions as well. Okay, so our first caller, I believe, is Margaret from Pennsylvania. Margaret, are you on the line?
I am, thank you.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, thank you. Did you want to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Kathy and myself?
I would like a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. I'm going to turn you right over to Kathy.
Hi, Margaret. Thank you for calling in tonight. When I focus in on your energy, I get a very big pull to a woman that is connecting with you in a motherly sense. I keep hearing like, ma, ma, ma. This would be like a mother to you. Would you understand that being in Spirit?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. I just keep seeing a lot of hearts. This is a very loving woman. I feel like she's like sending you a hug. She's referencing what's happening to you right now. She gives me this feeling of like you've been going through a lot of stress. She gives me like a roller coastering kind of a feeling around you. And she wants me to relay to you that she's aware that you're aware of her. Do you understand of that? Because it's a very big focus of you being aware of her. Do you understand that?
No.
Would you understand what I'm saying? Like, I have a woman that's in, like, mother to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my mother passed when I was a child.
Okay. Okay. And there's a very big loving feeling, and it's like she's sending you a hug. There's a reference to how you've been feeling recently. She's giving me a feeling of like you've been going through like an emotional roller coaster feeling right now. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because she's giving me the impression, or she's giving me the feeling that you're not alone, okay? And this is feeling of an awareness of her around you. So I don't know if you've been feeling her or sensing like a mother energy around you, but that's what she's relaying to me, that you're not alone. And that what you've been going through, this emotional roller coaster feeling, is very, very like it's a true feeling, and that you're not alone during that. Do you understand that? Because she gives me that this past year has been quite difficult for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I lost several family members.
Yes. Yes. She also talks about a sister. She keeps saying sister. So I don't know if she's referencing her sister or a sister to you, but she keeps showing me literally like hearts around you. You've been very helpful to people. It's like you've kept the family together, or you've kept the connection together. But she keeps showing like open hands for you, meaning that you've reached out to people, or you've been like very generous with like your time or you're like being able to help people. But there's like a thank you from the other side for the efforts that you've kept the family together, or you felt you kept the family connected in some way. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to keep the family together, but yeah, it's not working.
Well, stay on it, because she's referencing it. Okay. She's just referencing that you're showing your hands are open, meaning that keep showing people that you're there to help them. Okay. Because they'll come to you. They'll come back to you. Just keep at it, because that is important. And she understands that. Does this reading, is this helpful for you?
I have a big concern about my youngest daughter.
Okay. But she's here in the living, correct?
She is, but she's not, she's not, my husband had passed away, and now she doesn't want to be part of the family since my husband has passed away, and I'm just trying to get her.
Yeah.
To see that she needs to be back with us.
Yeah. So that's part of it. Okay. Cause what they're showing to me is that you have to stay the course, and you have to keep doing what you're doing, and eventually she'll come around. Okay. But it's trying. It's a trying situation. You haven't just helped her. You've helped other people. And I think that's what the other side is acknowledging. So you're not alone in this, okay? They're supporting that, and there's a lot of gratitude from the other side for these efforts that you've been doing, okay? So try to stay the course with that. It's very tough sometimes. You know, a lot of people want to try to control things, and sometimes we find out that we're not always in control, and that's tough. But stay the course. That's the message, okay? There's a lot of love from the other side, and the reflection of what I've seen is this year has been very tough on you. So try to go easy on yourself, okay?
Is there anything from my husband? Because next year is his anniversary. I mean, next week.
Yeah, for some reason. Okay, go ahead.
We have like maybe like 30 seconds left.
Okay, Joe. For some reason why, when you mentioned your husband, I kept seeing the month of July. I know that you said that his anniversary is next month, but there's some reference to July or June with him. I want you to reflect on that after the reading. I send you a hug, and I wish you all the best in the new year. Take care, Margaret.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Margaret. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Okay, so next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Oh, how about okay.
Catherine, is that you?
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi.
Pam, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Oh, connection to spirit, please.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, good. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Pam. As I focus in on your energy, I keep getting a father figure around you in a very big way. I also hear that you have a lot of people that are passed over, and it's like everyone that you've met in your life, it's like you've adopted them as family in some way, because the other side keeps saying that she's such a sweet, friendly person that everyone has become family in some way. There's a big reference to like a father figure for you on the other side. Do you understand that?
Well, my father's still living.
Okay. So who would be the man that would be like a father to you?
I don't know. I don't know, unless it's a grandfather.
Okay, so let me just give you some more information. Your father's side of the family is much different than your mother's side of the family. Would you understand that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, and so I'm just going to repeat the information the way they send it to me, but that person is a father figure to you. So if that happens to be your grandfather, I understand that. There's a reference to a J name, a first name with a J. Would you understand that?
I do.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you. The reference is, it's like it's going back to when you're a little girl. A lot of times when I do these messages, The readings are actually very like big messages to you. There's a very big reflection on what you're going through right now in your life, but it's to remind you back when you were a little girl. There's some period of time when you're very little, like maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, and it's your positioning in the family. It's like you're kind of very mature for a little girl. And you're going through what you're going through right now, there's being a lot put on your plate, okay? And it's like when you were a little girl, there was things happening in the family that as a little girl, you may not have understood. And what it's showing to me is that they didn't have to worry about you. You were like very independent, very mature. And it's like a reflection to what you're going through right now. I don't know if you're not getting a lot of support in the family, but it's saying like, remember that you're strong. Remember that you're very independent and that you can kind of carry your own weight through this. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to. It makes sense what you're saying about me as a little girl, but I was hoping to get something from my son. My son passed. And so, yeah, I am going through a lot as far as that goes.
Okay.
So that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So the way we work in Forever Family Foundation is we explain spirit as they present themselves to us. So as much as I would like to communicate with your son, I have to explain spirit as they come straight through to me. Okay. So I want to pass on that message. Okay. If we had longer, maybe I could go into more information about your son. But I think the message is very, very true. That's coming from your grandfather figure is that you are, you have a lot on your plate, but you're also going through stuff right now, okay? And there's some stuff that you're going through. Other people are going through stuff too. And just like when you're a little girl and stuff was going on and you may not have been aware of what other people were going through, that might be happening to you now. So you're very much aware of what you're going through, but you may not be aware of what other people are going through. And I think that's the message. You know, try to focus on what you're doing and stay focused on how things are happening with you. Okay. I think the message really is about grief, but it's also about how you are as a person, because the original message that came straight across is that you're very friendly and that you've been able to bring a lot of people into your life as family to you, even if they weren't. Okay. So don't you change. Mm-hmm. Okay. As much as it's very hard for you right now with the losses that you've gone through, you have to remember that. Okay. You don't change and you continue being you, okay? Because there's a lot of people right now that still need you here, okay? And that piece is very, very important. I keep seeing an owl. It's like the wise old owl looking at me. And that's very important, okay? Keep your eyes open and look into the eyes of everyone around you, because there's other people there that need support and hugs from you as well, okay? I hope this message was okay for you.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, good. I give you a hug over the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And Pam, before you go, don't hang up. Would you know who James is? James,
excuse me?
That name? Would you know who James is? Like Jim, James, Jimmy? I just, whenever I know as the host, I'm not really supposed to chime in. But sometimes when our mediums get together, we can't help it but just kind of like clue in. So would you know who that is? It's okay if you don't right now, but I just keep hearing the name Jim, James, like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard it. It's funny. When you asked for your son, the second you asked for him, I heard like Jim, James. So I don't know if that's his name or if that would be someone connected to your son, but I just had to give you the name. It kind of felt like it was from your son. So just he's bringing up whoever that is. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You take care. Okay.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. All right, Kathy, you're on a roll. Ready for the next one?
Thanks, Joe, for chiming in.
I always feel bad. I don't want to jump in on your reading.
But please do.
Like,
no, I
know how it is
do.
When you don't say anything.
Oh,
they
will
follow me all night now. I'll be out somewhere and I'm like, oh, why didn't I say it?
Thank you.
Yeah, we have on the line Michelle from New Jersey. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay, I'll take okay. So, Michelle, did you want to make a connection tonight with Spirit?
Yes, I'm hoping to make a connection with Spirit tonight.
Awesome. Okay, Kathy, you're up.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for calling in tonight. When I focus in on your energy, I have quite a few people on the other side. I actually have a woman and a man that step forward together. I feel like there's an addressing you in regards to the family that you grew up with. Okay. The woman comes across with like a motherly energy. I don't know if she's your actual mother, but she talks about you being like a daughter to her. Would you understand that? Like being like a daughter to you? Do you understand that?
Yes, my mother recently passed.
Okay, thank you. She's talking about like how you grew up or kind of like the home you grew up. She's talking about this period of time being very important to her. This would be like Thanksgiving, Christmas time. She's showing it to me in a very big way. She keeps like talking about you in a very big way. She's showing me like wrapping presents and like giving them. I don't know if you're the first or the favorite, but she keeps putting up a number one around you. Would you understand
probably.
That?
Yeah.
Okay, good. She's saying like, you're so magical. You're like a magical child. She's like showing me you running around like you're little, like you're like less than 10. And she's saying like she had so much energy and she's just running around all the time. She was like a magical child. She talks about you in a very big way. It's like she's saying like sing-songing. I don't know if you were always singing around the house, but she's like telling her like, say, sing-song, sing-song. So would you understand that sing-song kind of a feeling?
Not quite that feeling, no.
Okay.
But
so who would be like singing around the house or singing songs around the house? Because she keeps referencing that like in a big way.
I think I whistled.
Oh, okay. All right. And then it's interesting too. I don't know if you like locked yourself in the bathroom or something, but she keeps saying like, tell her to get out of the bathroom, like in a jokingly way. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I do sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed.
It's funny. It's the way she explains you. It's like she goes all the way back down to when you're a little girl. It's a very sweet energy. She wants to reach out to you with a message that's more current day. She wants to send a lot of gratitude to you. She understands that you had a helpful hand in some kind of care that was provided to her. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I took care of her when she was passing.
Yeah, because she shows me like a candle, like a flickering candle. There was like a prayer chain for her or like a prayer group for her. People kept her in prayer. And some people may have sounded like novenas or something, but she knew that people were keeping her in that light. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And she talks about like trying to be low key about the whole thing. She gives me this impression that like she didn't really want to be shuttled around. There's some aspect to her having like a medical condition, and there's some aspect to like going back and forth between some doctors. I don't know if she had like two doctors and then one doctor or something, but she talks about like how she had to go back and forth between the doctors, like shuttling around. And I don't know if they all didn't get along or they all didn't agree on what how they were treating her or whatever, but she gives me like a lot of like kudos to you. Like you dealt with it in the best way possible. Like you were either the referee or you were the one that said, okay, we're just going to use these two doctors or something. But she's giving me this impression, like to give you a lot of kudos. Like you really kept your cool and you really kept a level head and you really kept her with her intention of how she wanted to be treated and how she wanted to be cared for. And there's so much love from the other side. She talks about like around Easter time. I don't know if there's like a birthday around like March or April, but she wants to reference that like for a birthday in a very big way. And she wants me to tell you, don't forget to take care of yourself. She's telling me like sleep for you is rough or sleep has been rough for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's saying like, make sure you she's like still trying to mother you from the other side. She's very sweet.
Just like
and,
her.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it's funny. I don't know if she has like a change purse or like a little wallet, but I feel like she's going in the change purse or the wallet. Did she like give money to you or want to keep paying for stuff?
I've been finding so much money lately.
Oh my God. It's so funny. She's showing me like a little change purse or like a little wallet. And she mentions like Micah Michael. I don't know what that means to you,
my
but
brother.
I feel like she's, oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. She's just, she's so sweet. She's touching her chest like underneath your collarbone. She's touching her chest like that. She's referencing either a necklace that she used to wear or something. It's, I don't know what it is. It's not like she's talking about it, and I don't know what
I'm
that is.
It.
But oh, good. Thank you. Wow. She's incredible. Such love.
Oh my God.
She is such a lovely lady. I swear she really is.
She
and
really
it's
was.
Something... She said, make sure I get my hair done. She talks about her hair like in a big way.
Yeah.
Did she go to the beauty parlor or something? Because she's got like a special way her hair would be. And she wants me to bring that up. It's like the way her hair is.
Her wig.
And oh, okay. All right, good. And she's like, tell her to take care of it all. Like just take care of whatever you have to take care of. Like, don't think about it. She's saying, like, you're not a procrastinator, but don't overthink it. Whatever you got to do, do and get it done. Like, she's kind of snapping her fingers, like, telling you, like, get on with it. Get on with it. So I don't know if you're going through her stuff or you're taking care of business, but she's saying, like, just get on with it. Like, get through it. Like, don't make it more than it has to be. She's a real no-nonsense lady. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's
about
a sweetie.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a lot of love from her. She gives me an old-fashioned feeling, though. She's, like, from the 50s. That's the only way I could talk about it. But she gives me, like, a real doo-wop feeling around her. She's very genuine.
Is she with me a lot?
Yes, absolutely. Look at this reading. Oh, my gosh. Of course, yes.
Okay.
I give you a big hug.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling in, Michelle. You have a happy holiday, okay?
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, Kathy, that was good. That was real good. Okay, next up is Eileen from New York. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how you guys?
How are you?
Good, how you guys doing?
Good, good. Did you have a question for us? Did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
No, we were hoping to make a connection with Spirit.
Awesome.
Hi, Eileen. It's Catherine. Just checking in with you. Thank you for calling in tonight. When I focus in on your energy, I have a man on the other side. For some reason why I feel like he puts up a symbol for me that I would say either he's police or military. He's giving me like a big police military feeling. He's also showing me the flag. When they do that, either someone served or somebody served like in the aspect of in uniform. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And I don't know if this is like father to you, but I keep getting like a fatherly feeling with him. Would you understand that?
It would be grandfather.
Okay. And he also talks about like, I keep seeing like two initials. I'm just going to repeat them to you. It's like he's telling me about a J and telling me about an R. Would you understand that?
My son, his initials are okay. JR.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So just try to take notes or whatever. But it's interesting the way he talks about this because he also talks about you in a very big way. It's like, I don't know if you don't know both sides of the family well, but he's saying like one side of the family, you guys either hung out with more or you did more holidays. There's like almost a little bit of an uneven feeling there. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting too, because he talks about whatever's going on right now with you. The past 2 years have been kind of difficult. Do you understand that? He's giving me like... you've had to like help people. Do you understand that? Things haven't really gone very smoothly. And he's saying like you've been on a journey. This is like it was either an unexpected journey or you didn't realize that it was happening. But the way he's showing it to me is like you've been on a journey helping people. Okay. And it's actually like taking its toll. It's becoming like it's become very difficult for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And the other side is very thankful and a lot of gratitude. And it's like they're kind of like promoting you. It's like they're putting like a crown on your head. Like this is a real family thing. There's certain things that are going on in your family because he gives me this feeling of like the family is very private and the family has kept things kind of under wraps. but you've been kind of going around and helping people, and it's like you're helping that mission. Do you understand that? He keeps saying that your family's very private, and there's like a very big feeling about what's been going on and what you've been able to do to help people. Do you understand that? It's like he's making you a nurse, but you're not a nurse. He's like making you a teacher, but you're not a teacher. It's like you've been helping people in whatever way they need, but he's saying like she doesn't even realize what she's been doing. And the other side is acknowledging it for you here tonight.
Okay.
He talks about the number three. So I don't know if you have three children or your parents are one of three, but he talks about the three children. Would you reference that? Would you understand that?
Well, 333 is a number that I see all the time.
Oh, okay.
I am one of three.
Okay, good. All right. So that means your parents would have had three children, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, it's very interesting the way he shows it to me. I don't know if you're the one in the middle, but he references the one in the middle. Would you understand that?
Yes, I'm the middle child.
Okay. All right, thank you. Wow, this is so sweet. Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's like certain things that you've done to help these people, it's been a little tricky because he shows me like poker chips, like it's been a gamble for you to kind of get involved in some of this stuff. And he's saying like, just continue to do what you're doing and don't doubt yourself. And you have a big heart and you have a pure heart and that you're a good soul. So keep doing that. It's been very difficult for you. So you have to keep an eye on yourself as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good. I hope this has been helpful for you. I give you a hug over the phone.
Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, so next up we have Joe from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Oh, you there?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, yes, now I can. All right, I think we're good to go. Okay, Joe, so were you looking to have a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Yes, connection with spirit, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Kathy.
Hi, Joe, thanks for calling tonight. It's very interesting. I have actually three families on the other side. I almost feel like you have a lot of people on the other side. It's like your mother's side, your father's side, and either a spouse's side or a family you adopted.
Yes.
But I have like, you understand that, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow. They like to party. Do you know what I mean? Everybody is like coming forward here. Your family, everything around these people has been a lot of energy. Everybody is very friendly. Everybody really has enjoyed their life. Do you understand that? Because they keep talking about all the parties, all the memories, all the holidays. Do you understand that? There's one woman, though, I feel like she's stepping forward. She feels like a mom to you. I don't know if this would be your mom or your mother-in-law, but she keeps saying mom in a very big way. Would you understand that?
My mother-in-law has passed. My mom is alive.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Now, if I give you the initial M, does that go for your mother-in-law's side or does that go for your mother's side?
Neither. M. Okay. M as in mom? No.
No. M as in a first name. So I'm just going to repeat what she shows to me. And you could take some notes and sometimes it might hit you after. But there's a reference to a first name with an M. And there's a reference to her family, okay? So if this is an in-law family, okay, she's talking about when you encountered these people, they were very different than the family you grew up with. And she's showing it to me like you kind of needed to learn the ropes or you kind of needed to kind of get acquainted with them. Does that make sense? Because she's saying like it was an introduction. They were quite different than your family that you grew up with. Would you understand that?
No, not really.
There's a different way they go about things, or there's a different way that they do things, and I don't know what that is.
Well, yeah, so that's, That is my husband's family. They're very different.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, because I'm referencing your mother. We're talking with your mother-in-law. Yeah. And it's interesting because it's like we had to show her the ropes kind of a thing. It's a joking way, but it's a very genuine way. It's a very genuine way. And there's a lot of clarity with her, okay? And when spirit comes through with a lot of clarity, it's they want you to know that a lot of the things that they shared with you was very clear in their mind, okay? And when they come through with that word clarity, it's they really took it to heart. A lot of the experiences and a lot of the memories they had, they treasured. So you being part of this family was like golden for her. Do you understand that? It like was very just golden, okay? So your peace in that family really made an impact. And she gives me the impression that she didn't say it enough, or she didn't express it enough, or she wasn't sure you knew it enough. But she wants you to know that your part in that family was golden, because you brought your own stuff, like how you were and how things were, and you made things fun. And she just tells me that you guys would laugh, and you would get her to laugh. And it was like a different way you were than everyone else. And that was golden, okay? And that's what she keeps going on and on and on about. And it's funny because she's saying, like, I don't know if you weren't sure you were going to get involved with this family, but she shows me like dice. You know, when like you're playing a game, you roll the dice. It's like, oh, I got the 7-11 or whatever. Like it's, you got lucky. Like she gives me a feeling like you weren't sure you could have met this person or your spouse person. Do you know what I mean? She's saying we all got lucky. We all got lucky. So not just you, but they all got lucky when you joined that family. And she's saying like whatever services that were done for her, very classy. Just she gives me this very classy feeling, and that she just a lot of appreciation for what everyone did. She's a very she's very low key with stuff. You understand that? Very low key, but she thought everything was done very nicely, and she wasn't like the star of the show. Let's put it that way, right? But she didn't mind being there watching the star of the show. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
She's very sweet. I don't know why, but I feel like I want to go shopping with her. I want to go to like Lord and Taylor with her. And I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. She was a huge shopper.
Ah, yeah. She's so sweet.
Huge shopper.
A lot of detail with her. You know, she couldn't buy anything, but she could buy everything. It's so funny. Like when she likes something, she could buy a lot of it. But if she doesn't like it, nah, I'm going to pass. It's like that. She's a very picky. Yeah. What a sweet lady. I don't know why, but she talks about somebody was known for making like sugar cookies or something. But she keeps showing me like somebody taking like fresh cookies out on like a very thin tray. And I almost feel like it's like a sugar cookie. And I don't know why she's showing it to me. I don't even know if it makes sense to you. But it's like what someone was known for. So take a look at that after the reading.
Yeah.
And somebody has a very complicated last name. She shows me like very scripty writing, like her penmanship was very scripty. Like she's doing a very scripty writing, but she's talking about somebody's last name. So I don't know if somebody's last name was like Marshoni or Macenti or whatever, but it's like a very, I feel like she talks about the M for the last name, but it's a very long, complicated name. But she wants to talk about her handwriting and that you would recognize her handwriting. And it was like beautiful, scripty kind of writing there. She's like, you were like her angel, because you were very different than everyone else and you just fit right in. Once they showed you the rope, she's joking around, but you fit right in with everybody, and she really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed the reading. I give you a hug over the phone.
Oh, no, that's all we have. Hello?
These readings are they're only about 5-6 minutes. I'm so sorry. They're super short on the radio.
Oh, that's okay. I wanted to know if she was with my sons, but that's okay.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, you take care. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Yes, thank you very, very much.
All right, you be well. Okay. I know these readings are so short, but you know what, Kathy, we have time for like one more. So,
okay. All right.
You ready? You ready for the last one? Cherry, I'm like, you're doing great. You're doing great. I love this. Okay. So we have Dorothy from New Jersey. Dorothy, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Okay. Hi, did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Awesome. Kathy, you're up.
Hi, Dorothy. Thank you for taking the time tonight to call in. When I focus in on your energy, I have an older man. I feel like he's father to you. And I feel like there's a fatherly energy about him. So would you understand him being father to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He talks about, a lot of times they come through with like a certain way they want to present themselves. He talks about his chest in a very big way. It's like he's patting his chest. Sometimes when they do that, they're referencing either heart or lungs, but he talks about him having something connected with that. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He also talks about being like a tough guy, or he's like a tough guy. You understand that? Like he's saying that like in a jokingly way, but like he was kind of like he knew who he was. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. And he's saying like, you're my little girl. So I don't know if you're the baby or you're the only, but he talks about you being the little girl. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He also talks about the month of December in a big way. And it's not just the holidays, but it's almost like either a birthday or an anniversary. Would you understand that?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. All right. So put a note to that after the reading. It might make a connection. He talks about like, I want to drive cars with him, but he keeps turning a steering wheel in front of me around and around again. So he must have had a big affiliation with driving or with his cars. Do you understand that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, good. Yeah. And he's also like opening a wallet, and he's like literally opening a wallet and like taking out one bill after another. And the way he shows it to me, he must have been known for that. So like you would have seen him like wanting to pay for stuff. He's very big on like his morals and judgments and values. Like he has to do things the right way. If he has to pay for something, he wants to pay right away. He's like showing me exactly how he was. He's like a very particular kind of a guy. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He's like stacking books around you. So I don't know if you did more schooling than you didn't know you were going to do, but he's saying like there's a lot of education around you, or you went further than you thought you would. Would you understand that?
No, definitely not.
Okay. He's doing something about books around you or about learning about you. So we'll see what that is. And then he also talks about, I don't know if it's the name Chris or Christopher. Would you understand that name at all?
I do, yes.
Okay, good. Is that connected to you or connected to him?
I think it would be more me, not him.
Okay, all right, that's fine. It's interesting because what he shows me with him is that he always was like in control, but he gives me the reference that certain things he knew he couldn't control. Do you understand that? And there's a bit of him trying to figure things out. His going back and forth over things with his medical stuff was a little trying for him. Would you understand that?
Maybe.
Trying
meaning
difficult. Yeah, like difficult. He didn't like not feeling well, okay? He didn't like not understanding why he didn't feel well. He wanted to be more in control over that, and he wasn't, okay? So that medical piece for him was very trying, okay? He also throws a pack of cigarettes at me, so I don't know if he tried to quit or he used to smoke, but there's some reference to cigarettes with him as well. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's very interesting, that whole steering wheel concept, and not just steering wheel, but it's like he knew about cars. Like if you said, my car's making this sound, he would say, well, that's this. It's the alternator. It's this or that. He kind of had an idea. He knew a lot about a lot of different things that sometimes would surprise you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like he keeps showing me like a blackboard. He's showing me a lot of educational things, and I don't know what this is, but it's about him wanting you to have been in school, or him wanting you to like see things like on a blackboard, like teaching was very important. He had his own way of teaching you, like in the house, not teaching you school stuff, but teaching you about life, because I feel like that's the way he's showing it to me. Would you understand that?
30 yeah. seconds left.
Hello?
Yeah, I just, yes, hi. I just wanted to just share with you just really quick. You mentioned the chant earlier in your call.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So my daughter passed 3 years ago, and I believe in signs. I receive them from her all the time. And the chant was the place that I took her, the first concert I took her to. So I feel like just when I heard that, that was like my sign from her for like the day, which was huge for me. So thank you so much for that.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. I give you a hug over the phone.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for calling in, Dorothy. Take care. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thanks, you too. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Catherine Nadal, for joining us this evening. And Kathy, if any of our listeners want more information about you or they want to book a reading, is your website the best place to do that?
Yeah, streamcentralstation.com. Thank you.
Got it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, Signs of Life will take a brief hiatus for the holidays, but we'll be back on air 3 weeks from today on January 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope you'll tune in for that show. And I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me online at psychicmediumjoeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. You can check me out on Instagram, although it's less medium and more me being a fool. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening, happy holidays, and a very healthy and happy new year. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.